Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Once again, I am unfortunately sidetracked from my primary role as an award-worthy investigative journalist to address a pressing matter. For context, I feel it necessary to explain that this program is indeed a podcast. It is true that the show began as a podcast, then quickly surpassed podcast quality to become an investigative journalism program, or IJP. But earlier this year, I joined a church called Hillcast Church, whose charismatic leader convinced me that the medium of podcasting is close to godliness, and thus the podcast moniker should be embraced. I did so, as I am a devout God worshiper, and I also appreciated the free gift I received for joining, which was a Blue Yeti microphone. But in the time since, Hillcast Church has apparently dissolved. The congregation has splintered over the issue of whether or not it is sinful to listen to a podcast at 1.5x speed. I have no opinion on the matter, as I simply cannot bring myself to listen to a podcast at any speed due to certain quality issues, etc. In fact, I am even considering revoking my program status as a podcast altogether. I would consult my friends and family, but they have been somewhat out of touch with me since the pastor of Hillcast Church forced me to cut off all contact with them over their refusal to listen to podcasts. In the nomenclature of Hillcast Church, they were considered SPs, short for Sans Podcast. I did have one relative who was a podcast listener, my Uncle Daryl. He was a devoted fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, though he sadly passed away after several months of eating nothing but creatine powder. But until I make a decision about my program status, it technically remains a podcast, which is why I was so dismayed to read a recent opposite editorial in the Guardian newspaper by fellow journalist Ariel Bogle, entitled Sinister Sounds, Podcasts Are Becoming the New Medium of Misinformation. The article asserts that podcasts sound somewhat sinister, since they are, in fact, becoming almost a sort of new medium for what can only be called misinformation. Although it is almost certainly true, I resent the allegation. Yes, nearly every podcast is either a cacophony of incorrect statements or simply too boring to listen to, but some of my fellow podcasters adhere to the highest journalistic standards and would sooner pass away peacefully in their sleep than utter a single untruth. And I include myself among them. So until I am able to metaphorically untangle the proverbial knot of tax issues I have incurred since granting the pastor of Hillcast Church access to my personal finances, I feel it is my duty as a purveyor of non-misinformation to offer my listeners what assurances I can that they are figuratively in the quasi-literal hands of a truth-teller of the highest order. Thankfully, I happen to have in my possession several boxes of various electronics parts I recovered from the garbage receptacle behind my local Radio Shack before it went out of business. And, with some schematics I was able to procure from a library book called Fun Projects for Kid Tinkerers, I have constructed a rudimentary, but I believe completely scientifically reliable, polygraph machine. With the machine's electrical leads firmly strapped to my head, chest, and other areas, I simply have to turn the polygraph on and state a statement. If false, the polygraph will ejaculate a most unpleasant report. If true, it should make a pleasing ding, not unlike a master impressionist's impression of a pleasant-sounding bell. Now, I shall activate the machine. And now I shall state a true statement.
Thank you for calling Fat Sal's. We're making sandwiches over here. Press 1 for Westwood, 2 for Hollywood, and 3 for Encino. What's the move?
Fat Sal's is the move. Fat Sal's is the move.
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm calling because several years ago, your Fat Sal's sandwich location used to be home to a Radio Shack. I acquired some electronics equipment from this Radio Shack that turned out to be quite faulty. And I was wondering if you might be willing to put up some sort of signage warning people that if they have acquired some electronics equipment from the Radio Shack that used to be in your location, that it may be faulty.
This actually was not a Radio Shack. This was actually a Johnny Rockets before. It's never been a Radio Shack at this location.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I lived on this block my entire life. It was a Johnny Rockets at Encino first. Well, I'm 30 years old, so it was Johnny Rockets before us in 2017.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Yeah.
And perhaps my brain isn't functioning
maybe
properly.
Maybe the other location. There's a Radio Shack a couple blocks away.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what business is there now?
No, I don't. I just know it's near, I think it's like near CC's Cafe or something. Like that, or Coral Tree Cafe, I think it's called. That little house one down further up on Ventura. There was a Radio Shack in that shopping center back in the day.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the name of that business?
I want to say it's Coral Tree Cafe is the restaurant that's in that shopping center. I don't think that's where the Radio Shack is. I don't think like they took over for it, but I think it's in that same shopping center. If you look that up, you should be able to...
Okay, thank you. Well, that has been very helpful. Thank you.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling Coral Tree Cafe in Encino.
Thank you for your patience. A key member will be with you momentarily. Join us for your morning cup of freshly brewed organic coffee or tea and grab one of our famous pastries that are house-made and baked fresh daily.
Good afternoon, Coral Tree Cafe in Encino. Are you speaking to our server?
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I'm calling because the manager of the Fat Sal's down the street from you told me that your shopping center used to play host to a Radio Shack location. Now, I don't know if your restaurant was where the Radio Shack was, but the issue is that I believe that I acquired some faulty electronics parts from the Radio Shack that used to be in the shopping center where your restaurant is. And I was wondering if you might be able to put up some signage warning people that if they also acquired electronics equipment from this Radio Shack, that it may be faulty?
No. Well, that Radio Shack has been long gone, man. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, it was quite a while ago. I didn't get around to using the electronic equipment until just today, and I had quite a serious accident. In fact, I mistakenly believed that the Radio Shack was at the Fat Sal's location, but I think I just had sandwiches on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something you would be willing to do, to put up a warning sign? Just something along the lines of, if you happen to acquire some electronics equipment from the Radio Shack many years ago, it may be faulty. Just everywhere in the shopping center?
I'll talk to my manager, see what we can do for you. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. One other question. Do you sell pizza?
No, we don't sell pizza. The next door restaurant does Mora, Italiano.
Italiano. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, more Italian. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. And now a word from our sponsor. Do you need legal representation lest you be convicted of many crimes? Please do not visit LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, legal experts will offer advice on simple matters, such as drafting a will or incorporating a business. But when it comes to your crimes, please look elsewhere. LegalZoom.com. Good luck with your crime situation. Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. And if you have not joined our Patreon, now would be an excellent time, as I have released an exclusive one-half-hour video report available only to Patreon members. To watch it, sign up at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Teespring store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.